Hey, DC, did you know that it's Arbor Week? And that means it's the perfect time to learn about and protect our trees. Local nonprofit Casey Trees is helping to protect our tree canopy by teaching kids the value of trees and working with them to plant new ones. The trees they're planting now ensure that future Washingtonians have a beautiful and healthy city. So support Casey Trees today by giving online at caseytrees.org/give. Your tax-deductible donation will go directly toward tree planting efforts in historically underserved communities, including schools in Wards 5, 7, and 8. Once again, that's caseytrees.org/give. Let's plant some trees, y'all! Today on CityCast DC, before we get into today's interview, we've got some election results for you. Starting with DC, the ballot initiative to eliminate the tipped minimum wage was approved with almost 75% of the vote. Once council passes it, the tipped minimum wage will be phased out over 5 years. In the at-large race, Democrat Anita Bonds kept her seat. The second seat went to Kenyon McDuffie, who narrowly beat incumbent Alyssa Silverman. And you heard our interviews with both of the Ward 3 councilmember candidates. Matt Fruman pulled off the win. Meanwhile, in Virginia, Abigail Spanberger held her seat against challenger Yesley Vega. The 7th district vote was seen as a bellwether for the rest of the country. In Fairfax City, Catherine Reed pulled ahead to become the city's first female mayor. And in the race for Arlington County Board, incumbent Matt DeFerranti won more than 60% of the vote. He faced challenges from the left and the right on his missing middle housing proposal. Finally, in Maryland, residents are pro-weed. Question 4 to legalize recreational marijuana for folks over 21 passed, and it goes into effect in July. The new governor of Maryland is Democrat Wes Moore. He's the first Black governor in Maryland's history and only the 3rd Black governor in the entire country. And in that hotly contested comptroller race, Democrat Brooke Learman got the win, which means she'll be in charge of the state's accounting and finance departments. Okay, so I know you're being inundated with election stuff today, so time for a short break. I'm here with Kaleva founder and outdoorsy expert Nick Markoff to talk about the incredible outdoor sports available in the D.C. area. And I swear, we are recording this in Nick's office, not out at the club, but there is some loud music in the room next door, which we can't help. Forgive us. It's Wednesday, November 9th, 2022. I'm Bridget Todd, and this is CityCast DC. So we're here with Nick at Kaleva. Nick, tell us, what is Kaleva?
Kaleva is an outdoor summer camp / education program. And we've been doing it for 30 years, and we just want to get people outdoors. That's our mission.
What kind of programming can the young people expect here?
Every outdoorsy sport you can imagine. I mean, kayaking, rock climbing, caving, sailing, horseback riding, surfing. I'm sure I'm missing mountain biking. One wheeling. That's kind of new. But yeah, we'll try everything. Anything to keep kids outdoors, even hiking.
Hey, DC art lovers, award-winning actress and playwright Anna Deavere Smith is giving a 4-part lecture series at the National Gallery of Art. It is called Chasing That Which Is Not Me / Chasing That Which Is Me. Smith is known for her roles in The West Wing, Inventing Anna and Nurse Jackie, so you definitely want to come take a listen. It'll be every Sunday from April 28th to May 19th at 2 p.m. And the best part is they are totally free. Register to secure your spot at nga.gov/melon24.
We all live in D.C., and even if you're someone who's kind of an outdoorsy person, living in D.C. doesn't seem like it would offer a lot of opportunity to
explore. That's where you're very wrong.
Tell us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the DMV area has a great amount of outdoor activities. From the Potomac River that cuts right into D.C., if you go about 9, 10, 11, 12 miles outside D.C., you have Class 5 whitewater at Great Falls. And and along the whole CNO Canal, which is great for hiking, biking. You have the Billy Goat Trail that has a variety of levels of hiking and rock climbing on the cliffs along the river. sailing right there by the airport. I mean, there's outdoor activities all around. You don't have to get very far out of DC to experience them all.
Do you have a favorite outdoor thing that you could do 2 hours away from the city?
Well, kayaking and rock climbing are two of my favorite.
Tell us about the rock climbing. Our newsletter editor, Kayla, is our resident rock climber, and she's always looking for climbable spots near the city. So what are some places folks can try that out?
Well, all along the cliffs on the gorge of the Potomac River, there's some great rock climbing, both on the Maryland side and on the Virginia side. You have Carter Rock on the Maryland side, and then right at Great Falls, there's some good climbing. If you come out in our neck of the woods out here, there's our mountain, Sugarloaf Mountain. I don't know if I call it a mountain, but for East Coast standards, we'll take it. And there's actually some good climbing there. Really good rock. And then if you want to trek a little further out along the CNO Canal, you have Annapolis Rocks, which is not in Annapolis. It's actually towards Hagerstown. It's a good 2.5 mile hike in with some good 70, 80 foot cliffs with some quality rock climbing. And then if you want to drive even further out towards like Skyline Drive, there's great climbing at Elizabeth Furnace and some other areas. So beautiful areas and great places to climb.
Skyline Drive is one of my favorite places. It's probably the prettiest, if you ask me, the prettiest thing, you know, in the area that you can get to pretty quickly from the city.
Oh, yeah. You don't even have to get out of your car to enjoy it.
So if you're going climbing, how would you suggest somebody do it? Do you bring your own gear? Like, how does it work?
Well, if you have your own gear, it probably means you're familiar with climbing. I mean, I think a lot of people are memberships in gyms that they have. And so to rock climb, vertical rock climb, you need ropes and harnesses and even shoes if you don't have them, make a huge difference on the ability that you'll be able to climb up rocks. So all those things, if you have your own gear, it's great. It's not great if you don't know how to use it properly because, you know, climbing is a dangerous sport, I guess you could say that, because it involves heights and knots. And if you don't tie yourself in properly, then I guess bad things can happen. But if you know the stuff and you know how to do it, it's actually a very safe sport.
One of the things that really makes Kaleva special is the relationship you have with the youth in the community. Can you tell us a bit about how that works, how that came to be, and what it's like to really be opening up the outdoors to a generation of young people who might not get access to that so easily?
I think it's great. It's a very rewarding job. I love taking kids outdoors, camping. I think anytime you get into the outdoor environment, there's opportunities to learn and to grow and to develop. Anytime you're doing an outdoor sport, you know, it requires strength. It requires your mind and overcoming, like just like rock climbing. You know, obviously you could set a climb up on stairs and they'll make it every time, but rock climbing is kind of a go for it sport. So you always try to set up climbs a little out of their reach. And if they can do it and they learn the skills and they can set their mind to it and they accomplish it, then there's a sense of accomplishment. And I think they can take that anywhere out in the world with them. So it is great. Outdoors is a great, backdrop for learning all of life skills.
Let's say someone is listening and they are an adult who has not really gotten to experience the outdoors, so they don't really know where to start in the DC area. What would you suggest?
I mean, in terms of rock climbing, I think the gyms are great. I think Earth Trex, I think they changed it to Movement. There's a couple places that you can do it. I mean, obviously with Kaleva, we don't have a year-round climbing program, but you know, they come be a staff and work with kids with us and then you learn. But yeah, all of our staff like to go and hang out and climb and it's great.
So I love kayaking. I've done some great kayaking in the DC area, but what are your favorite spots for kayaking nearby?
Well, nearby the Potomac, it's great because it's not dam controlled and so it's always changing. Then you have everything from class 5 at Great Falls, which is at the very high end of the sport, to just class 1 and 2 rapids with a pretty setting. When you just go on the Potomac, you don't realize you're just a few miles from DC. You feel like way out in West Virginia. And I think from kayaks, usually you have the prettiest views anywhere you go. It's where trees grow, rocks, formations. I think Maryland itself in Western Maryland has got some good dam release rivers that are just phenomenal. People will come from all over the East Coast, West Coast, I mean, anywhere just to paddle some of these rivers. So it's a phenomenal sport. And if you live in the DC area, and you're an adult and you never experienced rock climbing, you're really doing yourself a disservice because the learning curve is very fast. You can go from, I think we call it zero to hero in no time. And it's like riding a bike. And then once you start learning it and getting out there, you quickly develop those skills. And then you realize this is something I should have been doing my whole life. And it's ageless, kind of like golf. You know, rocks are hard, but water's soft. And you know, it's easy on your body, and it's just, it's a great way to stay in fit and enjoy the outdoors.
The last time that we were in Great Falls, we saw this group of kayakers in the river, and the river was rushing in such a way that you would have thought that you were somewhere out west or somewhere like in the actual wilderness. And these guys were really moving out there. We watched them for a while thinking, my God, are they going to be okay? And so I say that to say that this is an hour from DC. It's clearly a bit of a challenging, you know, a challenging kayak. And so if you're someone who's looking for adventure and rapids and really having to like work for it, you can find that nearby DC.
Oh yeah, there's no lack of that. And the Potomac is a great place to learn because it's so close and is so accessible to anyone with the CNO Canal running right through it, all the parking lots, all the different sections of rivers. Running shuttles is so easy. But within like a 3 to 4 hour radius, you have world-class whitewater in West Virginia, Western Maryland, just places that people come from all over the world to kayak. It's phenomenal. And challenging rapids, it can be as challenging as you want it or as easy as you want it. There's great day trips, multi-day trips that you could take and just enjoy nature and not have to drive more than 3 to 4 hours from DC.
What are some of your favorite hikes in the area nearby?
Well, I mean, I live right on the CNO Canal near Frederick, and you can always hike on the CNO Canal. I know it's not steep, but it's always changing. It's always there. So very basic CNO Canal, it's a great place to hike. Other than that, the Billy Goat Trail is phenomenal because I like the river. And so you get a view, you're between the CNO and the river. And it has different sections. Some are, you know, a lot more technical and difficult. In rock climbing, we call it like third class climbing, maybe fourth class, where you have to scramble with your hands and feet to get up and down certain terrain. But there's also some sections that are really easy. And Maryland's a great state for bird watching. I think it's one of the best in the world. So hiking and just looking at nature and looking for birds.
Wow, who knew? I didn't know that about the bird watching.
I didn't know that either until I, you know, met a guy. He's from Maryland. He's a bird watcher. They're very passionate about it. And he's like, yeah, Maryland is like the best state. There's more variety of birds here than like almost any other state. And I was like, really? I didn't know that either, but I'm sharing that information right now with you guys. So
good to know.
Look out for some crazy birds out there.
What's your favorite thing about being in nature?
I would say just the beauty of it. I just think the outdoors is beautiful. I think in all seasons, it's just the leaves, the trees, the rocks and mountains. It's just, I don't know, it's like therapeutic.
Julia, you actually grew up going to Kaleva. What was your experience like as a camper?
It's definitely different. I mean, a lot of my memories here growing up are basically of like our parents would like drop us off at like the Whitman parking lot. We'd get corralled into a bus. They'd drive us out here. And then for summer camps and stuff, we would get divvied into whatever we were going to do. It was going to be like we did mountain boarding, we did caving, we did rock climbing, we did hiking, we did canoeing, we did kayaking. And like, I think like people think of those things now as like, oh, yeah, like those are like hobbies. And back then it wasn't a hobby. It was just like, oh, that's what we did at summer camp. So kind of coming back now and being like, oh, yeah, like that's a thing that people, I think I took for granted growing up. But I think a lot of people now are like very invested in is definitely something different. So,
Nick, where can folks find out more about Kaleva?
I mean, you can just go to our website and it has everything there, kaleva.org.
Nick, thank you so much for being here. And I can't wait to find out more about what you're doing in the community.
Yes. Like, grab a kayak and come out and meet us on the river.
That's all for today here on CityCast DC. We hope you've enjoyed this little break from election chatter, but don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow with some more analysis for you. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe. Talk to you tomorrow. And in the hotly contested comptroller race, Democrat Brooke Learman. And in the, sorry, y'all, I'm exhausted.